How y'all doing? This is Urban Serene Speaks. And you can find me on foresightslife.com, and you can also find me on Foresights of Life YouTube channel. Now, man, I'm a little tired. I got Mrs. What you call yourself yet? You ain't got a name yet?
I didn't get a handle.
Queen? You going to go with Chocolate Queen? You
going to
go with Queen?
I ain't decided.
Okay. Well, we just got back from our anniversary. We're actually in the car rolling.
Sure.
So, get back to your seats a little bit. Let's just talk to you about being, what is this, 21 years, right?
21 years.
Today is the anniversary.
28.
You guys will hear this tomorrow. But,
right.
Where did we go?
We went and had dinner at our traditional
space that we go to all the time,
every year.
Been doing that almost.
State 44.
I think we got 5 years in.
I think so.
But we missed one. No, we got six, but we missed one. So it's only five because of the
pandemic.
Because of the pandemic. Yeah. Couldn't go. But I did the anniversary.
At the house.
The house. That's when I should have did a video on YouTube, guys. When you saw me lay out the table. Because we had just bought that house.
Yes.
And nobody had came there.
Yes.
Yeah,
did you do it as a TikTok or did you do
no,
it?
No, I just did it. You know, played a little song, but I laid everything out, you know, like
the white
and got some candles, the linens,
candles,
got some candles,
flowers.
I ordered steak 44.
You forgot?
So we still got, I forgot.
We kept the tradition.
So you kind of left that out because I thought we skipped it because
of
the pandemic. We still had it, but I had to go pick it up because they were acting weird because of the situation.
Yes.
So we just went and got, and you didn't want to be around nobody.
That is true.
That was going
during
around
that
COVID.
Time, we weren't ready.
Because you were scared of that COVID.
Yeah, it was.
After you got it one time.
I was done.
You were like a long hauler.
Yeah, I kept myself pretty much secluded for a while.
Yeah, I went and got that steak 44.
Sure did. It was good
then.
What
did I get you? You don't remember?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We pretty much stayed to the same size.
Yes, yes.
For the most part. We'll reach out a little bit.
Okay. So what'd you have the night? You want
to
share?
Oh, my goodness, you guys. I had some Brussels sprouts. Oh, they were so good.
Mm-hmm.
We had mashed potatoes.
Yes.
And we had... Ooh, we had some
Mac
and cheese.
We had some sweet potato praline sweet potatoes.
Yes, definitely.
And the mashed potatoes were whipped.
Yes,
mashed potatoes.
Yes,
the Brussels sprouts.
Well, we said macaroni and cheese, didn't you?
Uh huh. And I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't got that crab cakes.
Yes,
you had
I had
to
the
have
crab
that Maryland.
They were lumped crab cakes.
Crab cakes.
Ooh, and they were stuffed with crab, too.
Yeah, you only ate one.
I could only eat one. It was so much food.
I had some sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay, that's pretty much. Now, what did it feel like, you know, 21 years, 22 years knowing each other, pretty much of knowing each other for 2 years prior to, like, becoming girlfriend, boyfriend. So, it's been knowing each other. 24 plus, we're going to get that date down. I think it's 25 years. Each other 25 years, been married officially for 21 years today.
Yes.
Man.
And it's been long, but it's been good.
Yes. I mean,
it has been.
We had some moments, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, more than a few moments.
I know, but the good always outweighs the bad.
Had a few knockout blows.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Not knockout because no one got knocked down. You got up, huh?
That's right.
We fall down.
We get up.
You see what I'm saying? So we kept getting up, man.
Every time.
I have to admit, man, I never rent nobody that had my back like she did. I just, I needed someone that I knew, you know, I wasn't just dogging her out.
Nope.
I wasn't out there just cheating and whatnot. I had my moment. But I didn't, it wasn't about. We was young and we didn't understand what relationship was.
We didn't. But when we got back together again, we desired to put the family back together again.
And we desired to put the family first.
That's right. And oh my goodness.
We committed to family first.
We sure did.
And we committed to our children.
Oh yes.
More than ourselves.
Exactly.
Because we wanted to make
sure. That we wouldn't want for them to experience again what the oldest had to experience. We definitely wouldn't want him to do it again. And then we definitely didn't want the youngest to ever feel the way that.
I mean, you wanted to make sure. We wanted to make sure we gave a 100%. And if it was going to fail, it was literally going to be not part of God's will.
Right.
It wasn't going to be his will. We
would have
known for sure.
Right.
we wanted to make sure that we gave. I think the Bible even talks about that. Both hearts has to be hardened. I never understood, but it threw me off. Huh. Both hearts have to be hardened.
And maybe that's the reason why it didn't fail.
Yeah, because when I was trying to bounce from you,
my heart was 100.
You still was somewhat open.
Ladies but and I gentlemen, like, I was on my knees praying.
Oh, my God. I was like,
but not only that.
Remember, I said that to you a couple times, though.
Stop praying for me, man.
And us. If we not meant to be, get off your knees.
Oh, but I knew when I met you and I knew when we got married that I was in love with Kareem.
Wow.
And there was nothing that I wanted to keep us from being separated.
But
and
you did say he sent you somebody.
He did.
I didn't understand that. You never really told me
what,
that story.
What, he sent me someone?
You said that you made a promise to God. Now, I honored that. We didn't have no sex
until
we got married.
That's right.
That was hard, man, because I was 28 when I met you.
Yeah, we were young.
Young? 28 is young to you?
Heck yeah, still young.
These people out here getting married at 18, 19, they won't even hit 20. They won't even hit the legal age of drinking. They'll straight jump into a marriage and have two babies.
And a lot of times they don't make it because they don't know each other.
So I'm trying to figure out, wait, 28.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have sex till we got married because you said you made a covenant.
I made a covenant promise to God.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because I was tired. I did not want to give myself to everybody trying to find, you know, something.
And I felt that if I broke or messed with, because I was raised, I told you, my father was Methodist. My mother was Church of God in Christ.
Yeah.
They were serious about the love of God.
They
weren't playing. They was pretty much religious more than Bengali. So, but when I heard covenant, I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't mess with, I can't mess with that. I don't think that. I said, she made a covenant. So I never got a chance to really go into detail. What was you thinking? What is this covenant consist
of? The covenant was just that
you promised to what?
I promised not to have sex until I got married, until I find my husband.
Oh, my God. And you waited for what?
Sure,
what
do
they call it? Your Boaz?
I waited.
You waited for your... That's what they say is a Boaz. You waited for your
Boaz.
That's crazy.
But you know what? It was the promise and commitment that I made. And I felt like... Look how God honored it.
But did you know...
Yes.
When he sent you, did you know it was me? You wasn't sure?
At that very moment, no. I didn't know for sure. But as the time progressed... I was like, I'm happy. I love what this is. I don't know where it's going.
So you just got mad because you was happy?
I'm talking about as the relationship progressed. I was definitely falling in love, but I was feeling more like, wow, is this going towards marriage? Because this is serious.
This wasn't on Julia Robbins. I had you at hello.
Oh, you had me at hello.
Oh, come on.
Did you hear? You guys need to go back to the other podcast where we talked about the first time we met, because Kareem's over here acting up. Are you acting up?
I know I did a video on Do You Remember Her.
That's my point.
I said that. You know, you didn't do nothing. I didn't do one on my own. I didn't say video, but I did a podcast on Do You Remember Her. You didn't do one on Do You Remember Him.
I did not. You didn't give me that opportunity.
Well, we're going to give you that opportunity.
We keep talking.
We want you to put something in. No, you, that's by yourself.
He's trying to put me out there by myself.
Remember him. Can you do it by yourself? Can you share?
I probably can.
The moments. That means you have to reach back and remember.
Back.
20 plus years ago, 21.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, 22, because that's when you met me.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like meeting this high yellow, green eyes? Did you think my eyes were fake?
No.
You knew it was real? What, did my mama or sister tell you something?
Well, your sister's eyes are not dark brown or nothing like that. They're a nice color, too.
Your eyes are kind of dark. Like
my eyes are dark.
It's like something about your soul that's not...
No. Where did that come from? My goodness. You guys, he acting up.
Oh, my God. Maybe because I'm tired. You know what I'm saying?
That's because his stomach is full.
Oh, my God. I'm full. I'm tired.
The food was so rich. That's what it is. The food was rich.
I ordered so many sides. They must have lost their mind.
They were talking about, they wanted to find out, would you like your appetizers early? We was like, no, put it all in one.
Bring it out together.
Bring it all out together.
Don't play with me, man.
We had, 10 plates out there?
Yeah, I had more Jordan starch than anything.
It was so good. And then, you guys, at the end of our dinner, they always give us a happy anniversary dessert. And you can choose from anything from the menu, which is awesome.
That's ridiculous what they
bought. And there's many times we've tried different things, but this time, Kareem chose what?
I just threw it out there. Banana split.
Oh my goodness, you guys.
I saw it on their menu. I just had to try.
This banana split.
That was fire.
Oh my, it was so.
It was rich though.
It was rich and sweet. But it was, you think about the churro. You know how the churros have the sugar covered over it? The banana was like, I don't know if it was
fried. It looked like two Cheerios on the side.
It looked like a fried churro, but banana on the inside.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
The banana was inside. Yeah, they fried, and it was a warm banana.
It was so warm. When you cut through it,
Cheerio,
so you know it's like having your hot fudge sundae, except you got the banana.
And it was whipped cream on the top.
Oh,
but it was colored whipped cream, like cherry. And the ice cream was cherry. I thought it was strawberry, but that mug was cherry.
It was cherry.
And it was good.
It was. Yeah, so anytime you come to Arizona, check out Steak 44. You guys will enjoy that.
You ain't
got to
have no steak, man. It ain't all about steak.
It's not all about the steak.
They got a lot of sides on it. If you love seafood, they got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but yeah.
But you're going to pay. Your ticket's going to be.
Yeah, that was just two of us right there because I wanted to eat. This was an anniversary.
Yes.
It wasn't about no money right now. I was trying to make sure I just stay under $500. And I was able to compensate that with $297.
Yeah.
Your drink
plus
was what?
Tip. My drinks.
Cala Malari. What did you drink?
A Moscato.
Oh, my bad. I'm just making up.
What did you say? Calamari.
I'm just making up names. You see, I don't drink.
Calamari.
But they made my strawberry lemonade. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
That bad boy didn't taste like no Denny's strawberry lemonade.
No.
That bad boy was fire. It was like they knew what they was doing.
It was so good, he didn't even ask me if I wanted some.
No, all you had to do is ask.
I mean, but.
You want me to offer?
I mean, just to see.
Oh, man. Look like you aren't offering nothing off your plate or your drink. So, come on now. Wow. But
you
I
guys,
did feed
we had
you.
A good. He did. He fed me his first bite of the banana split.
And I told you what you meant to me. You see, we grabbed each other's hands.
We did. Who started that?
You grabbed my hands.
I did.
And then, but I went, you said, looked like you got lost when you were trying to say what you wanted to say.
No, I did not. You just didn't. Went in like you always do. You're so used to being quick.
What did I say, though?
On draw. Really?
I said you don't remember, see? It wasn't that significant.
No,
well, let me
goodness.
Say what I said because you guys, I think she laughed at me. She didn't. You remember now, huh? When I was talking about, I'm so thankful that you are my rib.
Oh, yes.
You know, God gave us 24 ribs. No, the men, 23. But I found my 24th rib. So without that extra rib, I wasn't whole.
He was incomplete.
I was incomplete. You made me incomplete. And I'm so thankful you left the fat on there. You see, you didn't eat all. You ate to the bone the meat, but you left some fat on there.
Yes, you are a mess.
So I'm not too thin.
You're not too
thin.
I'm
just right.
Mm.
And man, you've been feeding me, life, speaking life into me, walking with me, talking with me, being there
going.
For me, side by side, behind and front.
He says all this, and I really appreciate it. It's very hard and humbling to take on the accolades. But let me tell you guys, this man has spoiled his wife.
Oh, you see
I
that,
I am very spoiled. Like he said,
some people call you
I'm a kept woman.
Yeah, some people
That's
call you a kept
says.
Woman.
And I'm always like, no, I'm not a kept woman. And I think that's just because of that old
Don't
school.
Got a jealous bone in your body, huh?
That's a lie.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I wanted you to say it. Jeez.
Talk no,
about
I keep it real. I keep
jealousy.
It real. I just told him. What did I tell you earlier about?
Oh, when you posted on Facebook?
What's that?
My man.
That's right.
My man.
Claim your man.
Oh,
claim your man. That's right. If you out there and you are booed up, claim your man. Claim your man.
Oh,
yes.
That's funny.
Just
that's
like he
funny.
Claims you, because that's what makes the love just continues to go on and on like a circle of love. That's what
yes.
it's about.
Yes.
And that's what we exude, and that's what we show our children, so that when our kids grow up, they cannot say that we didn't show love towards one another.
That's right.
And that they don't know what love is about in a relationship.
Are you enjoying it?
Because we are an example.
We are an example. Are you enjoying this ride?
I am enjoying the ride.
Right. You ready for
Let's
another-
go. You Let's know, go. What we
another
got?
Another 60 years.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. That'll put us past 100, huh?
I'm ready.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all
we
right.
We don't know who's going to be willing us or...
You know who's going to be willing us?
What?
God is love. And what?
Love is God.
That's who's driving this seat. All we got to do is roll.
Let's roll.
All right. Peace. Y'all take care.
Bye.